Well, thanks so much, children. That was great.
棒极了。I love
these services because we have young people participating.
这种场合的话，有很多小孩子在一起，所以还很喜欢。
And old people participating.
还有老人家都在一起。
Almost 40 years ago, in 1986, my dad, Bing Jin, he organized a church sports tournament over Labor Day.
差不多40年以前，1986年，他的父亲Bing Jin组织了一个教会的Labor Day劳工节周末的体育锦标赛。
And it was hosted by the Chinese Christian Union Church, CCUC, in Chinatown.
当时是由中国城的CCUC教会来主办。
And his vision was to get Chinese churches from all over the Midwest and even the country to come together to fellowship and to play sports together.
他当时的看见是邀请中西部甚至全美国的华人教会一起来团契，一起来这个打球。
My dad loved sports, and that was one of his primary ministries.
他的父亲非常喜爱运动，这是他主要的事工。
He oversees the basketball programs at our church in Chinatown.
他当时督导在中国城教会的篮球项目。
And a lot of people came to the church because of that.
有很多的人就是因为这个来到教会。So
I think this tournament started 40 years ago with basketball, but then they added volleyball.
40年前开始的时候只是篮球，后来又加上了排球。And
that was the first of many CCUC Labor Day sports tournaments that happened each year until 2020 when COVID hit.
但那以后他们举办了很多届这样的锦标赛，一直到2020年COVID来临。
And my dad was always very involved in organizing this tournament until about maybe 10 years ago.
他的父亲一直积极地参与组织，一直到差不多10年以前。
And as many of you know, my dad passed away back in October of 2021.
很多人知道他的父亲在2021年的10月份去了天家。
Anyway, a few months ago, I got an email from one of the pastors at CCUC.
几个月以前，他从CCUC的一个牧师那里收到一份邮件。
They want to start up this tournament again after the 3-year COVID break.
他们想在3年疫情之后重启这个锦标赛。
And they said they'd like to call it the CCUC Bing Jin Memorial Sports Tournament.
他们想命名这个锦标赛为CCUC劳工节冰晶纪念锦标赛。
And I was floored.
他当时惊呆。
What an honor.
多么大的荣耀。
The organizer said they wanted to remember my dad and reflect how his life pointed people to Christ.
组织者说他想纪念他的父亲如何把人带到主耶稣面前。
Now my dad's not here to experience that, but my family is really honored.
他的父亲不能亲身经历这个，但是他的家庭感到非常的荣耀。
And I know my dad would be honored as well.
他知道他的父亲也会感觉很荣耀。Honor. 荣耀。
It's a great feeling to be honored.
被荣耀是一件非常感觉妙的事情。
And it's really important for us to honor those who are important to us.
对于我们来说，我们荣耀那些对我们来说重要的人是一件很重要的事。
So today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And many of us think that Mother's Day is a day in which we honor those who are mothers in our congregation.
很多人认为母亲节的话是尊敬荣耀那些我们教会当中的母亲。
But I realize that Mother's Day can be a pretty difficult time for some.
他后来发现说母亲节对某些人来说可能是一个很艰难的日子。
Some here would like to be a mother, but for some reason they can't.
有些人想做母亲，但是因为某种原因没有做成。
Maybe they haven't yet met the right person yet to start a family.
也许没有遇到那个合适的人组成家庭。
Maybe they've been trying to have a baby, but they haven't been able to.
也许他们尝试要孩子，但是没有成功。
Some here might have had a miscarriage.
也许流产了。
Or maybe some of you have lost a child.
也许失去了孩子。
Or maybe you have a really bad relationship with your child. So for them, Mother's Day makes them feel kind of left out.
所以母亲节会使得他们觉得被排除在外。
Or might just be a reminder of some very painful memories.
唤起他们一些痛苦的记忆。
But please don't feel that way.
请不要这样觉得。
Because today isn't a day in which we just honor the mothers.
今天不仅仅是一个我们荣耀一般性的母亲。
It's really meant to be a day in which you honor your mother.
而是一个特别的日子，你荣耀你自己的母亲。
Everyone has a mother.
每个人都有母亲。
So this is for everyone.
所以这是每个人的一天。
You may not know your mother.
你也许不太了解你的母亲。
Your mother may have already passed.
你的母亲也许已经过世。
You may not like your mother.
也许你们的关系不好。
And your mother might not like you.
也许你妈妈不喜欢你。
And for some of us, I can see why. No, just kidding.
他看得出有些人为什么妈妈不喜欢你。
Or she might have abandoned you.
也许母亲遗弃了你。
But every single one of us has a mother.
但我们每个人都有母亲。
A mother whom God used to give you life.
神用这个母亲来赐给你生命。
So why should we honor our mothers?
为什么我们要荣耀我们的母亲？
And what does that look like?
那应该是怎么样算荣耀母亲？
So we'll take a look at what God's word has to say about this.
我们来看看神的话语是怎么讲。
Before we do that, let's have a quick word of prayer.
好，先祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we can celebrate Mother's Day.
感谢神，我们可以来庆祝母亲节。
And we pray that as we look into your word, that you would reveal things to us.
当我们看你的话语的时候，请来提醒我们。
That we might know you better and obey you better.
想知道你更深。
So speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
请圣灵对我们说话。
That's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Okay, so if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Exodus 20.
如果你有圣经，请把圣经打开到出埃及记第二十章。
If you don't have a Bible, the passage will be projected on the screen.
经文也打在了屏幕上。
But Exodus 20 is where we are given the famous Ten Commandments.
出埃及记二十章，神赐下著名的十诫。
And the purpose of these commands is given in Exodus 20 verses 1 to 2.
为什么要赐十诫的目的在第一节到第二节？
It says, And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及为奴之家领出来。
Do you remember the story? Israel had been living in Egypt for some 400 years and were enslaved and oppressed by the Egyptians.
当时以色列在埃及待了差不多400年，为奴被埃及人压迫。
But then God miraculously brought them out of the land of Egypt and rescued them from slavery.
神把他们从埃及领出来，从奴隶制当中解救出来。
So that was their salvation experience which they were to remember for generations to come, even to this day.
这是他们被拯救的这个经历，他们一直纪念到现在。
So because of what God had done for them, they were to live a certain way because of that relationship they had with God as his chosen people.
因为神拯救了他们，因为神为他们做的这一切成为他的子民，所以他们要按某种方式来进行生活。
So God gives the Israelites the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law to show them how they are to live as God's chosen people.
所以神赐下十诫和其他的律法来要求以色列人按照什么样的来生活。
And their obedience to these commands was a way in which they honored God for what he had done.
他们遵循这些诫命的顺服就是他们荣耀上帝的方式。
So one of these commands is found in verse 12.
这里面第十二节的经文诫命
says honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
当孝敬父母，孝敬也可以翻成荣耀啊，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So they're commanded to honor their father and their mother.
经文是要求尊敬荣耀你的父母。
So since today's Mother's Day, we'll focus on the mothers.
今天是母亲节，我们重点就是母亲。
And honoring your mother.Is a way in which you honor God.
荣耀你的母亲是你荣耀上帝的方法。
Now the root word for honor in the original language of Hebrew means heavy or weighty.
翻成荣耀这个字的希伯来原文的字根的意思是沉重的，有分量的。
So it means to recognize the weightiness or the significance of someone or something.
就是说你要认可某些人或者某些事的重量和它的意义。
This word is used to describe the glory of God.
这个词儿用来形容上帝的荣耀。
It expresses the weightiness or the significance of His greatness and His majesty.
表达神的伟大的重量和他的这个尊荣。
It also can be translated glorify.
也可以这个翻译成归荣耀给。
When we glorify God, we draw attention to the weightiness or significance of our God.
我们归荣耀给神的时候，就是要把注意力带到神的伟重量和他的意义上来。
So why is God significant?
神为什么很重要?
Well, he is our creator. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
他是我们的创造者,不是他,不会有我们。
He is our sustainer. He provides for us all that we need and even more than that.
他是我们的扶持者,他供应我们所需,超过我们所求。
Every breath that we take is a gift from God.
我们的每一口呼吸都是神的礼物。
He is also our savior.
他同时是我们的拯救者。
Despite our sin and disobedience,He loved us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to pay the penalty for our sins.
虽然我们有罪不顺服，但是他爱我们到一个地步，降下他的独生子死在十架上，来为我们付罪的赎价。
Then he raised Jesus from the dead to prove that Jesus indeed defeated sin and death.
他使耶稣从死里复活，证明耶稣已经战胜了罪和死亡。
By repenting and believing, we can have eternal life and forgiveness.
我们悔改，信耶稣，我们可以有永恒的生命。
Now this doesn't mean that we worship our mother like we do God.
当然不是说我们崇拜我们的母亲像我们崇拜上帝一样。
But it does mean that we recognize her significance in our lives.
但是意味着我们要认同他们在我们生命中的重要意义。
So we respect and value them in our thinking and attitudes.
我们尊敬他们，然后在我们的这个思想和态度上面，我们都尊敬他们，给予他们价值。
And then show them the proper respect and appreciation in the way that we treat them.
在我们对待他的方式上显出我们的尊敬和感谢。
So why is our mother significant?
为什么我们的母亲很重要？
Well, first of all, she birthed you.
首先，她给我们生命。
God gave you life through her.
上帝通过母亲赐给我们生命。
Now, pregnancy is hard.
怀孕是很难的一个事情。
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of discomfort. There's a lot of inconvenience.
很多疼痛、不舒服、不方便。
I know for many moms, their first pregnancy was really rough.
很多的母亲的第一次怀孕是很艰难的。
There's that morning sickness where they're feeling nauseated and queasy.
早上起来的话就觉得恶心要吐。
Then over time they gain somewhat 30 pounds and they have to carry that around all day long.
可以长30磅然后带着到处走。
The last 3 months of pregnancy, man, it's really hard to sleep. There's all these hormonal changes, all these cravings.
最后三个月的话很难睡觉，荷尔蒙的变化，各种难以抑制的需求。
One time when my wife Christine was pregnant with Kara, I came home and saw 10 cans of cream corn in a bag on the floor.
当他的太太 Christine Sarah 的时候，他回家突然看到地上有10罐这个奶油玉米。
I go, what's all this?
这什么东西啊？
She goes, I wanted some cream corn.
太太说她想吃点奶油玉米。
I'm like, 10 cans?
十罐啊。
We still have some if any of you want any.
他家里还剩一些，谁要给谁。
And then childbirth is really hard.
生孩的过程是很难的。
There's a screaming, there's a crying, there's this fluids coming out.
尖叫、哭喊啊，这个液体。
And that was just me. Then there's my poor wife.
那是他的，他的太太很可怜。
And after going through all that, many moms say, "Never again. That's enough."
经过这个以后，很多母亲说，再不要生了，够了。
But then the baby turns one.
那孩子等孩子长到一岁的时候
，They're really cute and cuddly.
很可爱，很好玩。
They smile and they laugh.
笑，欢笑。
And she forgets all that hardship, and many decide to have another one.
然后母亲就忘了这些艰难，决定再生一个。
Or another two, or another three.
再生两个、三个。
So mothers are also significant because for most of us, she helped raise you.
因母亲重要，还有就是她帮助来养育你。
She taught you things.
她教你很多东西。
She nurtured you.
她喂养你。
She helped you through some pretty tough times.
她帮助你度过艰难的时光。
She made many sacrifices for you.
她为你做很多的牺牲。
I remember my mom would always give us the larger piece, and she would take the smaller piece.
妈妈总给你最大的那块，她拿最小的那块。
First, I thought, "Hey, I'm a growing boy. I need it."
当然她是个男孩，她是需要。
But she was always willing to make those sacrifices.
母亲总是做很多的牺牲。
I know some of you might be adopted.
我们当中可能有些是被收养的。
So you need to appreciate both the mother who birthed you and the mother who raised you.
所以你要感谢两位母亲，生你的和养你的。
Now this can be hard if you have a bad relationship with your mom.
这个如果你跟母亲的关系不好，可能是件不容易的事情。
You had conflict or mistreatment, or maybe you had a tiger mom, you know, who constantly criticized and nagged you.
有很多冲突，不好的对待。也许你的妈妈是个虎妈，对吧？经常批评你，唠叨你。
So as a result, you know, you really don't like your mom.
你不一定真的喜欢你妈妈。
But don't forget her significance in your life.
但是请不要忘记她在你生命中的意义。
God used her to bring you into this world.
上帝用她把你带到这个世界来。
When I was in third grade, I was invited to my friend's birthday party.
她上三年级的时候，有一次被邀请去参加她朋友的生日聚会。
Now usually at these birthday parties, everyone gets what we call party favors.
通常的话，每个人的话都会拿到一些这个聚会上的礼物。
You get gifts, you get candies, you get little toys.
有些礼物啊，糖啊，小玩具啊。
It's a way in which the host says, "Thanks for coming."
主人用这个方式来表示欢迎你来。
But this particular party, we didn't get much in terms of party favors.
但是这次晚聚会呢，他们没有拿到多少这种晚礼物。
So as we were leaving, I remarked to someone that they didn't give us much stuff this time.
他离开晚会这聚会的时候，跟别人说啊，这次他们没给什么东西啊。
What an ungrateful brat I was.
这个多么不感恩的一个小孩。
I mean, it's not my birthday.
这不是你的生日。
They didn't have to invite me.
他们不需要邀请我。
I was glad that I get anything at all.
如果我得到什么任何东西，我都应该感恩。
And yet here I was criticizing what they gave me.
但是我为他们给我的东西来抱怨他们。
Now sure, maybe you don't get along with your mom, and maybe she has hurt you in various ways.
也许你跟你的母亲关系不好，也许她伤害过你。
But remember, God used her to bring you into this world.
但请记住，上帝用她把你带到这个世界来。
Without her, you wouldn't have life.
没有她，你连生命也没有。
So honor your God by honoring your mom.
所以要荣耀你的母亲来荣耀你的神。
Recognize her significance in your life.
认可她在你生命中的意义。
And appreciate her for that.
感谢她。
Now the same command is repeated in Ephesians 6:2.
以弗所六章二节同样的诫命又出现了。
Ephesians 6:2 says the same thing. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise.
这是说要孝敬你的父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Now the root word for honor in the original language of the New Testament means value or worth.
这里翻成尊敬、荣耀的这个字的字根，希腊文的字根，它的意思是价值和重要性。
It means that we show high regard for someone, to esteem someone highly, and then to treat them accordingly.
就是说我们给某些人很高的评价，尊敬，很高的尊敬他们，相应的对待他们。
So in the New Testament, this word is used to describe the attitude that we should have towards the Lord.
在新约中这个词来描述我们应该对我们的主的态度。
Or the attitude that we should have towards government rulers or even one another.
这是对政府的统治者的态度以及我们彼此相对的态度。
In 1 Peter 3:7, this word is used here.
彼得前书三章七节
It says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered.
你们做丈夫的也要按照情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你原文是与你一同承受生命之恩，所以你要敬重她，也可以翻成荣耀她，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So husbands are to show honor.Towards their wives.
所以丈夫要尊敬自己的妻子。
Now when it says weaker here, that's in physical strength only.
软弱这里只是指的是身体力量方面。
I told the English congregation earlier, the idea is that in general, most men could beat most women in an arm wrestle.
那么在英文堂他跟大家说，这个主要是讲说在这个扳手腕的时候，大部分男人可以战胜大部分女人。
Okay, so it's nothing more than that.
仅此而已。
Back then, in a primarily agrarian society where physical labor was more predominant,
在那个时候主要是一个农耕社会，那么体力劳动的话是主要地位。
Being weaker physically could be seen as lesser in value.
当体力上差一些，就会被认为价值方面差一些。
But Peter tells the husbands to show honor, to treat them and see them as valuable and worthy because they are heirs with them.
但是彼得告诉丈夫说要显出你的尊敬荣耀来这样对待他们是有价值的有意义的因为他们跟你同受生命之恩
That husbands and wives, they are equal in the kingdom of God.
在神国当中丈夫跟妻子是平等的
They are equal in terms of intrinsic value, even though they are different physically and have different roles in the family and in the church.
他们在本质上的价值是相同的虽然他们这个体力上不一样在家庭跟教会中承担的角色不一样
So this is very important for families
所以这对家庭很重要
Husbands, you should set an example for your children on what it means to honor someone
丈夫你要给你的孩子树立一个榜样让他们知道什么叫做尊敬荣耀别人
So make sure your children see how you honor your wife in obedience to God's word
让你的孩子知道你因着顺服上帝的话如何敬重荣耀你的妻子
And as you honor your wife, their mother, they will learn how they should also honor their mother.
当你荣耀你的妻子，他们的母亲的时候，他们就学会如何尊敬、敬重他们的母亲。
So husbands, be a good example in this.
丈夫要做一个好榜样。
Now, this word also has the idea of financial support in 1 Timothy 5.
在提摩太前书五章三到四节当中，这个词儿有经济上帮助的这个意思。
It says, honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to the parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God.
要尊敬那真为寡妇的，若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
So here Paul is telling Timothy to make sure that the widows in the congregation are taken care of and provided for.
保罗在这里告诉提摩太，一定要确保教会当中的寡妇被照顾、被供养。
Now the first line of defense for a widow is her own family.
第一道防线是自己的家庭。
And when her family takes care of her and makes sure she is provided for, it says this is pleasing in the sight of God.
当家庭照顾她、供应她的时候，这是上帝悦纳的。
In fact, verse 8 has some pretty strong words here.
第八节是很强烈的语言。
But if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
So if you're not providing for your mom, especially if she's a widow, that's a reflection of someone who does not know God.
如果你不供应这个你的母亲，特别是寡妇，那么说明你跟神没有关系。
In other words, you honor God when you honor your mother, in this case, by making sure that she is provided for and taken care of.
换句话说，你敬重、荣耀你的母亲来荣耀上帝，在这里特别只是说她得到供应、被照顾好。
Now, as you show honor, it's important that both your attitudes towards them and the way that you interact with them, both are important.
讲到尊敬，包括态度，你对他们的态度，以及你跟他们交通的方式。
Matthew 15:8 has some strong words for people.
马太福音十五章第八节也有一些很强烈的话。
Jesus is quoting Isaiah, and it says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
主耶稣引用以赛亚书说，这些人的话，他是用嘴，百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心里却远离我。
So they have the outward action, but not the inward attitude.
他们有这个外表的行动，但是没有内在的这个态度。
On the outside, they profess honor, but on the inside, it does not reflect what's on the outside.
在外面的话好像显出尊敬，但是里面这个心却不是这样。
This is an example of hypocrisy.
这就是一种虚伪。
Remember, God looks at the heart.
请记住，上帝是看世人人心的。
So as you interact with your mom, try to make sure that the honor comes from the heart.
当你跟你母亲互动的时候，请确定你这个尊敬是来自你的心。
That not only do you treat her as valuable, but that you value her in your heart.
不仅是你对待她是有价值，而且你在你的心里认同她有价值。
Now this again could be hard for some of us.
这对我们来说，有些人来说有困难。
I know some maybe have been severely mistreated by their moms.
有些的话可能是被母亲很严重的亏待。
So pray that the Holy Spirit would work in your heart so that if you have a bad relationship with your mom, that he would help you eliminate any bitterness and enable you to value her because you want to honor the Lord.
如果你跟母亲有很不好的关系，你要跟圣灵祷告来帮助你去除心中一切的苦毒，让你能够荣耀他，来荣耀上帝。
So how do we do this?
如何来做到这一点？
How do we honor someone?
我们如何尊敬或者荣耀某个人？
Well, just think, how would we honor a celebrity if a celebrity came to our church?
那如果有一个名人到我们教会来，我们如何来敬重他、尊敬他？
We would probably make that person feel important, right?
我们让那个人，我们会让那个人觉得他很重要。
We would recognize that they are significant, and we would be so glad that they chose to visit our church.
我们会认同他很重要，然后很高兴他到我们教会来。
We would value them. We would treat them well, wouldn't we?
我们跟认同他们的价值，对他们很好，对不对？
We would want to make sure that they're comfortable, that they're having a good time.
我们想确定他们在这边很舒服，度过一个愉快时光。
There would be a certain awareness of that celebrity in our midst, right?
所以这就是我们对待这个名人在我们里边的情况。
Now I'm not saying go ask your mom for an autograph, okay? But you get the idea.
但不是说你要跟你母亲要签名，但大家明白的意思啊。
Do you treat your mom as an important, significant person in your life that is valuable to you?
你是不是对待你的母亲是一个你生命中很重要的、很有意义的人呢？
And the real test is not do you think that you do this.
真正的考验不是说你自己认为怎么做。
But does your mom think that you're doing this?
是不是？但是是，而是你的母亲如何想你是不是这样做
？Does your mom know that she is important and significant to you, and that she is valuable to you?
你的母亲是不是知道她对你很重要，对你有价值
？And this isn't just for today.
这个不仅仅是适用于今天。
As my wife likes to say, every day should be Mother's Day.
克里斯汀师母说，每一天都是母亲节。
Now remember, the opposite of honor is dishonor.
请记住，不尊敬的，尊敬的反面是不尊敬。
So if you honor your mom, it means that you do not show any disrespect towards her.
如果你尊敬你的母亲，你就不会显出任何对她的不敬来。
One writer said, if parents are weighty, then they should not be treated lightly.
有个作家说，父母是很重要的，不可以轻忽的对待。
Now, rebellion and disrespect of parents seems to be the norm in our society today, especially among teenagers.
但是在我们的社会，特别是年轻人当中，不尊敬父母、悖逆是一个常态。
A lot of TV shows kind of glorify that.
Yeah, 所以电视的话都讲这些东西。
But as followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be different.
但是作为基督的门徒，我们是不一样的。
Now, we might not always agree with our moms.
我们不一定总是同意跟母亲一样。
But we can still honor them despite the disagreements.
但是我们还是可以很尊敬的态度表现出不一样。
So evaluate your relationship with your mom this morning.
我们来评估一下我们跟母亲的关系。
Think about how you talk to your mom.
想一想你如何跟母亲来说话。
You talk down to your mom.
你是不是贬低你的母亲？
Do you belittle her?
你把她当作不重要。
Do you yell at her?
你对她喊叫。
Do you give no weight to her opinions and her ideas?
你不给她的意见有任何的分量考虑。
Are you harsh with her?
你对她是否粗暴？
Are you like rolling your eyes when she talks to you?
你母亲跟你谈话的时候，你是不是不以为然的样子？
Again, you can disagree, but disagree respectfully.
你可以不同意，但是要带着尊敬来不同意。
Make sure that you treat her with respect, because these are unconditional commands.
你一定要尊敬地对待她，这是一个没有条件的诫命。
Now think about how do you talk about your mom to others?
还要再想一想，你怎么跟别人谈论你的母亲
？Now I know it's natural for many teens to be kind of embarrassed by their parents' presence.
有很多少年的话，为母亲、为父母的这个外表，感到很这个尴尬。
They might ask their parents to drop them off a few doors down, and they'll walk the rest, so they can't be seen by their parents.
他让母亲把父母把他放在几个门以外，他们好走过去，不要看见。
But if you really see your parents as significant and esteem your mom highly.
如果你真的认为你的父母很重要，很高的尊敬他们
，then you would be proud of your mom.
你会为他们感到这个骄傲，对不对
？You'd be proud to be seen with them.
你会感到骄傲，跟他们在一起被人看见。
It's also very easy to be critical of your mom when you're talking to others.
你很容易的话跟别人谈你母亲的时候是批评的。
My mom's always like this. She always does that. You just criticize.
我妈妈这样那样那样批评哈。
So again, ask the Lord to work on your heart so that your attitude towards your mom is pleasing to the Lord.
所以求神帮助在你的心里做工，你的对你的母亲的态度是讨神喜悦的。
Because you honor your mom, you honor your God by honoring your mom.
再说，你荣耀你的母亲来荣耀你的神。
Also make sure that you prioritize your relationship with your mom.
同时要确定你把跟母亲的关系放在重要的位置。
I know this can be hard, especially for us sons.
这可能很难，特别是对于儿子来说。
If your mom is still alive, you know, make sure you keep in touch with her.
如果母亲还健在，请跟她保持联系。
Call her frequently, visit her frequently if you can.
经常给她打电话，经常去拜访她，如果可以。
Make time for her so that she knows that she is significant to you.
花时间跟她在一起，让她知道她对你很重要。
And make sure that she is well cared for and provided for, especially.If your father has passed,
保证他被很好的照顾供应，特别是当你的父亲过世了。
And if you have a strained relationship with your mom, pray for and ask for reconciliation and restoration, as hard as that might be.
如果跟你的母亲关系不好，请祷告寻求与她和解恢复，虽然这很难。
Now you might be asking, what if my mom has passed away?
那你可能会问，如果我母亲已经过世了怎么办
？How do I honor my mom then?
这样我如何尊敬我的母亲？
Again, it's about honoring the Lord.
问题还是关于荣耀上帝的。
So on a day like today, you can spend some time reflecting on her.
像今天这样的一日子，你可以用一些时间来思想她。
Give thanks to God for her and how she has influenced you and blessed you.
为她来感谢上帝，她如何来影响你，祝福你。
Reflect on how God has used her to impact you, to make you who you are today.
思想上帝如何用她来影响你。
Tell your children how your mom has been a blessing to you.
告诉你的孩子，你的妈妈是对你来说是个多么大的祝福。
And strive to put away any bitterness that you may have towards her.
努力把任何的苦毒都放开。
Now, I'm not sure if you can forgive your mom if she's already died because forgiveness is a two-way street.
不清楚是不是能够赦免，因为赦免是一个双方的事情。
It must be asked for before it can be granted.
但是你要先来求这个事情。
But if there are a lot of unresolved issues between you and your mom who's passed away, you can seek to put away any bitterness that you have towards her.
如果你跟母亲之间有很多没有解决的问题，你可以尝试着把这些苦毒都放开。
Again, as followers of Jesus Christ, it should be our greatest desire to honor the Lord by the way we live our lives.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们最大的愿望就是要荣耀神。
One of the ways in which we honor the Lord is by honoring your mother.
我们荣耀神的一个方法就是来荣耀我们的母亲。
That means recognizing her importance and significance in your life and appreciating her and the Lord for that.
这个就是说我们要认同她的重要性，她的意义，感谢为神感谢他为这个事情。
It also means recognizing her value and worth in your life and treating her accordingly with respect and love.
那么同时也要认同她的价值意义，在你的生命中用这个合适的带着尊敬和爱的方式来对待她。
May the Lord enable all of us to do that, not just today as we celebrate Mother's Day, but every day.
求主帮助我们来这样做，不仅是今天母亲节，而是每一天。
And may all of us have a happy Mother's Day.
祝大家母亲节快乐。
Let's bow for a moment. And what is God saying to you this morning as we looked at these passages?
神借着这些经文对你说什么？
Think about your relationship with your mom.
思想母亲跟你的关系。
And evaluate, how have you treated her?
然后评估一下你是如何对待她的。
Do you see her as significant and important?
你是不是看她是重要的，是有意义的？
Do you value her and esteem her highly?
你是不是对她有，她认为她有价值，尊敬她？
Remember that we honor the Lord by honoring our mothers.
请记住，我们荣耀我们的母亲，来荣耀我们的神。
So spend a moment in meditation right now and evaluate your life.
花一点时间来思想。
One thing you might do this week to honor God by honoring your mother.
这个星期你可以做的一件荣耀母亲来荣耀神的事情。
Commit to doing that to the Lord.
想一个这个事情，然后委身来做这个。
Father, we thank you so much for our mothers.
天父，我们为我们的母亲感谢你。
We thank you for the way that you use them to bring us into this world.
谢谢你用他们把我们带到这个世界上来。
We thank you for the influence that she has had in our lives.
感谢她对我们生命的影响。
So Lord, help us to recognize her significance.
帮助我们来记住他们的重要。
And to value her.
给他们价值。
And to treat her accordingly.
相应的对待他们。
We want to do this because we want to honor you.
我们想这样做是因为我们要荣耀你。
So enable us to do that by honoring our moms.
帮助我们来荣耀我们的母亲。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。